Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday. It's the 1st of May. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live, just barely, from Washington, D.C. here at republicbroadcasting.org. As you can tell in my voice, I still have this problem with the allergies, which is my voice probably sounds a lot worse than I actually feel, but needless to say, I am here with you, quote-unquote, live this evening. This is not a rebroadcast. And actually, I have quite a few things to talk about here because there are a lot of things happening in our world today. Well, there's a lot, so much to talk about, we couldn't talk about it all. A pile of clippings here in front of me about various items that I'd like to mention to you. And I would also urge you to get your pen and paper handy. I'm going to tell you how you can get a free booklet, very interesting booklet, which is being made available especially to our listeners here from the Barnes Review History Magazines. Get that information handy. Now get your pen and paper handy. And I'm also going to give you an address where you can reach the Christian Defense League. I mentioned the Christian Defense League here on my program some nights ago, and I didn't have their address handy, but tonight I do have that address handy. All right. Well, I want to thank Mark Glenn again for sitting in for me on, I guess it was Wednesday night, although if you were listening that night, I ended up calling the show myself. So it's kind of an interesting experience being a guest on my own program. But in any case, Mark always does a great job, and I appreciate him having taken over the helm on relatively short notice. So many things in the news, folks, that we can talk about, you know, and sometimes here in this program, I find myself thinking that perhaps I'm very definitively operating outside the mainstream because so many of the things I do talk about on this program are not things that you hear about in the mainstream media. And then I say to myself, well, maybe that's not a good thing. But then I sit back and I say, well, no, yes, it is a good thing. It is a good thing because if I'm not focusing on what's in the mainstream, that's probably because I'm not being dictated to by the mainstream. What I mean to say, folks, is that sometimes we all have the habit of falling into the trap of allowing the mainstream media to tell us what to think, what issues to think about, what issues to ignore, what we're not allowed to talk about. So therefore, I don't make any apologies for not commenting directly on all of the things that are happening in a mainstream press. There is some thought behind that, no matter how meandering it may be. Please do bear in mind, I do have a very stuffy sinus situation here right now, so I'm probably not thinking as clearly as I normally do. So forgive me for that if I do sound a little meandering here this evening. Anyway, there are some things in the mainstream media that have been mentioned, although maybe not as much as they should be, and maybe they shouldn't be mentioned at all. But one of those things is the fact that the Justice Department has moved to drop the charges against the alleged espionage agents on behalf of Israel, two characters who worked for AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. I talked to Mark Glenn earlier about that today, and I told Mark that maybe it's not bad news after all. Well, I'll explain what I mean by that when we come back. I think there's much more to this AIPAC case than meets the eye, and we will talk about that. Stay tuned, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. And during the break, I took a little nip of ginger tea, and I guarantee you folks it's good for just about everything. Get some ginger root, chop it up, put it in a pan, put some water on it, and heat it up. Very, very good. It works for a million things. Anyway, talking about the AIPAC case, Mark Glenn called me earlier and brought me the news that the government had, in fact, finally decided to drop the charges against these two traitors. And I will call them exactly what they are, Jewish traitors. The reason why I call them Jewish traitors, ladies and gentlemen, is because they were driven by their devotion to Jewish interests, that is, the State of Israel. And yes, indeed, State of Israel is a matter of concern to Jewish organizations. Whether you like to consider those organizations Jewish or not, they call themselves Jewish. They're identified by the public as Jewish. And Israel is identified by the world, whether incorrectly or not, as a Jewish state. That having been said, these Jewish traitors are now off the hook, at least legally, but we know they were guilty of precisely what they were charged with. However, as I told Mark at the very beginning of this whole affair, when I first heard that the charges had been brought against these two Jewish traitors, who, of course, now haven't been convicted of the charges, I actually thought that the case was rather weak. It just struck me as these guys were being charged with something that had been done a million times in a million places by various Jewish traitors and Jewish agents of a foreign power, namely the State of Israel. And so as a consequence, as I pointed out to Mark, I thought that the fact that the charges were dropped was not as significant as the fact that the charges were brought in the first place. Now, you know, some of you are about to say, well, the fact that they're not going to continue the investigation is proof that the Jews are in complete control of the government. But I look at that from the other side of the coin. That other side of the coin being, ladies and gentlemen, the charges were brought in the first place. These guys were actually indicted. The case was presented to a federal grand jury by U.S. prosecutors, assisted by members of the FBI and other intelligence agencies, I assume. So the fact is that there were good, honest, decent people in the Justice Department and the FBI and other places who actively moved to have these Jewish traitors brought before a grand jury and indicted. Now, that is significant, folks. Why did that happen? Well, as I say, I think it happened precisely because of what I was talking about here, the fact that there are good people in the intelligence community, in law enforcement, in all manner of places, who are fed up with inordinate Jewish influence, particularly on U.S. foreign policy making, as it is so detrimental to our country and its position in the world. So the very fact that the indictment was ever brought up in the first place, the fact that it reached a grand jury, I think is significant indeed. Now, there remains this question of Congresswoman Jane Harman. Now, I personally think, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, now that the underlying case, this case of the two AIPAC fellows has been erased, what's going to happen to Jane Harman? A lot of people say, well, there's no way she can be prosecuted now. No, I don't think so, folks. And this is my opinion, and it's my personal opinion, number one, but it also reflects what I have read from other people who are far more expert on the matter. Jane Harman still could be prosecuted because of the fact that she was agreeing to interfere or attempt influence an ongoing criminal investigation in return for political favors. So it's very, very possible that Jane Harman, this Jewish traitor from California, and again, I emphasize, I call her a Jewish traitor because her treasonous activities, conspiring with a foreign agent to fix a criminal case on American soil, did in fact revolve around her devotion to the Jewish cause, vis-a-vis the State of Israel. So therefore, then, Jane Harman is indeed a Jewish traitor. And as I say, this Jewish traitor, if convicted, should be sentenced to the gas chamber, because, as you know, we do put people in gas chambers in this country and subject them to poisonous gas until they are dead. And indeed, this is perhaps what should be done to this Jewish congresswoman from California, Jane Harman. But in any case, folks, don't despair too much about the fact the AIPAC case has been dropped. Celebrate the fact that it was ever brought in the first place, because it is a sign that there are good people in our government who are saying enough is enough. Well, enough is enough. That's what Arlen Specter, Republican senator from Pennsylvania, said to the Republican Party. Now, folks, I'm from Pennsylvania, and I had some friends who were active in the Republican Party in Pennsylvania. And for a very short time, God, so many years ago, I can't even tell you when, I think I may have even still been in high school or maybe college, I held a post, a small post in a Republican organization. God, I can't even remember what year it was. It was so long ago and so insignificant. But in any case, I want to talk a little bit about Arlen Specter. No, I'm not going to talk about his role in the cover-up of the Kennedy assassination, which, of course, he was involved in the cover-up of the Kennedy assassination. I personally think Arlen Specter probably was CIA going back to his days at Yale. But be that as it may, that doesn't matter. I have no proof of it. Arlen Specter was not as particularly liberal as a lot of conservatives would like to think. And Arlen Specter was not as particularly liberal on so many issues as a lot of liberals would like to think. So that having been said, I will also mention that I had the occasion to meet Arlen Specter one time. and really had some extended conversation with him in the presence of two of his aides and nobody else. And the senator and I were doing all the talking, and we were running back and forth the names of some mutual friends and associates, some people from Pennsylvania, and talking about a variety of things, ranging from cigars to Fidel Castro to all sorts of things. Anyway, and I have to say I found Arlen Specter very, very charming, despite the fact that I have disagreements with him on a number of political issues, not to mention the fact that he was and is a very big supporter of Israel. And, of course, Arlen Specter does happen to be Jewish, but that's not what's at issue here in which I'm discussing Senator Specter. His departure from the Republican Party into the ranks of the Democratic Party, I think, is just a real classic, for the simple reason that I knew Republicans in Pennsylvania for years who, when they were confronted with Arlen Specter's liberal tendencies, would say, oh, well, we need Arlen. You know, he's a good Republican. He may not agree with the party on all issues, but, you know, we need to keep him in office, blah, 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 blah. Whereas Democrats in Pennsylvania, you talk to them about Arlen Specter, and they'd say, oh, we got to get a good Democrat in there. Arlen Specter's blah, 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 blah. You know, all the political hacks will fall in line. Now that Arlen Specter has left the Republican Party and is in the Democratic Party, all the Republican Party hacks are going to be out to get Arlen Specter. And all the Democrats who, for the last 30 years, who were trying to defeat Arlen Specter, are now going to be working on his behalf. Now, we're talking about all the party hacks, folks. What about the people? Isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting, these politicians and the political hacks, they can just change like the wind. One day they love Arlen Specter, the next day he changes his party label and they hate him, or vice versa. I think that's very telling. I remember back in the days when I was involved a friend of mine in Pennsylvania is more involved in Republican affairs than I was, and occasionally I would go to Republican banquets or luncheons or picnics with him, and, you know, I would engage people in conversation, and I remember bringing up Mayor Frank Rizzo of Philadelphia, who in those days was a Democrat, but was considered kind of a law and order type conservative, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're going back to the 70s now, folks, and talking 70s type terminology here. Well, I remember mentioning Frank Rizzo in a friendly way at one of these Republican gatherings, and somebody said, oh, he's a big time crook. Oh, he's in with the mafia. He's this, he's that, blah, 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 blah. A few years later, Frank Rizzo became a Republican, and those Republicans just thought Frank Rizzo was the best thing since cannoli. I mean, these party hacks are real pieces of work, ladies and gentlemen. They have no shame, and that says a lot about what is happening to this country, because we are subjected to the whims of political party hacks, and they are determined to keep the debate in this country down between Democrat and Republican. And then, of course, they have these phony differences, when in reality, on the big issues that really, really relate to American national sovereignty and the continuation of the United States as an entity, they really have no difference whatsoever. They are all part and parcel of the one world crowd, the New World Order crowd, whatever you want to call it, all part and parcel of the same game that's run at the top by these powerful internationalists, many of them Jewish, not all of them, but all of them together working toward some amorphous thing that critics call the New World Order, but which they think is some better form of organization for the planet, but ultimately it's going to make us slaves on a global plantation, unless, of course, we're part of the ruling elite, and I don't expect to be, so I guess I'm going to be one of the slaves. Anyway, stay tuned, folks, a little bit more commentary about some other matters when we come back. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press. I urge you to check out American Free Press on the Internet at AmericanFreePress.net. AmericanFreePress.net. And also, I want you to check out the Barnes Review on the Internet at BarnesReview.com. Now, if you have your pen and paper handy, as I told you to do, I'm going to tell you how you can get a nice, this is a nice little booklet. It's a reprint of a booklet we had published some years ago. And you can get a free copy of it from the Barnes Review. What this booklet is, it's entitled Defend America First, a compilation of 5 addresses delivered on behalf of the America First Committee prior to the advent of U.S. intervention in the 1939 to 1945 war in Europe. There are speeches by Colonel Charles Lindbergh, General Robert E. Wood, General U.S. Johnson, Senator Henry Cabot Lodge, Jr., and Senator Robert M. La Follette, Jr. Now, these are speeches that were given in 1940 and by Colonel Lindbergh in 1941. Now, the point is, folks, these speeches, although they were given so long ago, the arguments that are put forth by these guys are really in so many ways as fresh today as they were then. Now, today we have so many patriots, so-called patriots, who are revving up the Hitler engine and saying, oh, my God, you know, Adolf Hitler was going to take over the world, and oh, my God, you know, Hitler was in there to set up a new world order, and he killed 6 million Jews as part of it, and he was working with the Zionists and the Rothschilds and the thises and the thats. Well, Charles Lindbergh didn't believe that, one of the great American statesmen. General Robert Wood didn't believe that. General Hugh Johnson didn't believe that. A lot of people didn't believe that. 90% of the American people opposed that crazy war we call World War II. And this little booklet, Defend America First, has five of these speeches by real patriots. Can't get much more of an American than Charles Lindbergh, for God's sake. And these guys, including three military men, had a lot to say about why America shouldn't be fighting Adolf Hitler. Well, folks, you can get a free copy of this. They normally sell them for $6 a piece. But they told me the other day, if you want to call in and get a free copy of this, you can do so. So I'm going to give you the toll-free number for the Barnes Review. It's 877-773-9077. 877-773-9077. And the title of this little booklet is Defend America First. It's 5x8, I guess, 5.5x8.5. It's 38 pages long, lots of very interesting historical truths that would knock the socks off some of these so-called patriots who are always yakking about Adolf Hitler. Well, aside from that, moving on, I hope you order a copy of that. It's a nice-looking booklet. Poor Congressman Christopher Shays, a Republican from Massachusetts. He got defeated for re-election after 22 years in Congress, and now he's blaming his campaign manager, Michael Sohn, S-O-H-N, for having embezzled money from the campaign. Mr. Sohn apparently had been running Shays' operations for a decade. He spent nearly $200,000 of campaign money on Red Sox tickets, limousine travel, mysterious withdrawals at the Foxwoods Casino, and a donation of more than $1,000 to his synagogue. Well, I am very proud of Mr. Sohn, even though he was stealing all that money from his longtime employer and trusted associate, Congressman Shays. At least his synagogue got $1,000 of the booty. Not bad. I guess this guy's one of those Jewish pirates of the Caribbean. Well, he couldn't be a Jewish pirate of the Caribbean. I guess he's a Jewish pirate of New England. But kind of like Robin Hood. In this case, he didn't rob from the rich and give to the poor. He gave to the synagogue. Michael Sohn, S-O-H-N. Well, the guards at Abu Ghraib. Now, we said this a long, long time ago. These American kids who took the rap for all those horrors at Abu Ghraib. Anyone who knows Americans, and most Americans know Americans, we knew that this little girl from West Virginia, Lenny England, we knew she couldn't have thought up all those crazy and bizarre, really Talmudic-style treatments of those Muslim prisoners at Abu Ghraib. Well, now it turns out that there are all these memos coming out indicating that, as even the Washington Post says, it's given the soldiers a new reason to argue that they were scapegoats for policies approved at high levels. Well, folks, just mentioned it here in the program the other night. The guy who was running things at Abu Ghraib, the guy who was responsible for the interrogation techniques and the torture techniques, his name was John Israel. I repeat, John Israel, I-S-R-A-E-L. Mentioned once in the New York Times, mentioned once in the Washington Post. All we ever heard about was the American kids, the American soldiers. Who's the scapegoat? You tell me. It isn't John Israel.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Get your pen and paper handy again, folks. I'm going to give the address for the Christian Defense League in Mandeville, Louisiana, run by my friend James K. Warner, Dr. James K. Warner. He publishes the CDL report. He used to have a wonderful collection of books and pamphlets and other items that he reprinted. Lost much, if not all of it, in the Katrina disaster. But he has brought the CDL report back into being. And I would urge you to send him a small donation at the very least and ask for a sample copy. It's the Christian Defense League, or CDL for short, but I would put Christian Defense League, just like it sounds, P.O. Box 9166. P.O. Box 9166, Mandeville, Louisiana. And I'll spell Mandeville in a moment here. That's Mandeville, Louisiana. Mandeville. Mandeville, Louisiana. 70470. You mention you heard about the Christian Defense League on Mike Piper's radio program. Tell Jim Warner I said hello. Good man. Now, one other thing I want to mention about this phony partisan business. David Souter is planning to retire from the Supreme Court. And all the Democrats are saying, ooh, good, this is going to let Barack Obama help shape the court. And all the Republicans are saying, oh, my God, this is going to help let Barack Obama shape the Supreme Court. folks, David Souter was a Republican nominee to the Supreme Court, put on there by George H.W. Bush. And David Souter turned out to be one of the more liberal members of the Supreme Court. You know, this is the old refrain we get every 4 years. I remember back in 1984 when we were trying to build up the Populist Party, everybody said, oh, my God, we can't start a third-party movement at this time. We've got to make sure Ronald Reagan gets reelected so there's a lot of good conservatives on the Supreme Court because they'll save America. Well, the conservatives, for the most part, the Republican nominees, for the most part, have dominated the Supreme Court. And yet, I don't see how they have, quote-unquote, saved America. I guess what I'm here to tell you folks is that this whole business about the Supreme Court, I tend to think it's another big fraud. It's another mechanism to balance the country out in terms of Republican versus Democrat, liberal versus conservative. I mean, the fact is, folks, that some of the liberal members of the Supreme Court, and some of those liberal members of the Supreme Court happen to be Jews too. They, in some respects, have been bigger defenders of traditional civil liberties than have been the Republican conservatives on the Supreme Court. So do you want a bunch of Republican conservatives on the Supreme Court who are going to be on there backing up the police state and the Patriot Act and wiretapping of American citizens, or do you want others on the Supreme Court who are going to oppose it? I don't know, folks, but I'm just here to tell you that, again, it's one of these political debates that's turned into a partisan charade for the benefit of the public, when in the end, it really has very little impact whatsoever. Most of the big issues that are ever going to be decided, I think, by the Supreme Court have already been decided. They're never going to reverse abortion in this country, folks. I know that upsets a lot of the people out there who are anti-abortion, but even if the Supreme Court comes in and somehow turns it around, which is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Just as the fact is, we now have a liberal position by the Supreme Court on abortion, and it's happening, but it's always going to happen, folks. Anyway, aside from that, one more little item before we go to the phones here. Again, we have the issue of Swiss banks and how they hide money and permits U.S. tax avoiders and tax evaders to get away from paying income taxes. Well, now the Washington Post is editorializing, saying it's time to end the tax haven business. And dear little Switzerland has always held fast to its numberless, its secret bank accounts and being a place where people could put their money. Here's my prediction, folks. They are going to eventually crack down on Switzerland. And in the meantime, Israel. This is pure speculation, ladies and gentlemen. But I guarantee you that if there's someone out there who understands the banking laws, who understands the tax laws, and understands the nuances of U.S.-Israeli dual citizenship, here's what I'm here to tell you. And I'm sure that someone can absolutely confirm this. But what's going to happen is they're going to crack down on bank secrecy in places like Switzerland to the point that only American citizens who are going to actually be able to legally have foreign bank accounts are going to be those who have foreign bank accounts in Israel because of the fact that they happen to be dual U.S.-Israeli citizens. And, of course, Israel will then have the glorious option, as it always has, of deciding which of those U.S.-Israeli dual citizens are subject to U.S. laws and which aren't, because under Israel's law of return, Jewish criminals from around the world, Jewish refugees, as they often call them, from around the world, can come to Israel to seek refuge. And, of course, that then gives them, at that point, the Israeli government essentially comes to the rescue of those seeking refuge there. So this is what I'm saying, folks. I think that what's going to happen here is that there will be effectively only one foreign country where Americans will be able to put their money and keep it hidden. And, of course, it will only be Americans of the Jewish faith who will be able to put their money in Israel, because Israel will have it set up that only citizens will be able to deposit money there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, folks, as I say, just a little bit of speculation on my part. But in this case, I would call it informed speculation, for want of a better way of putting it. All right, we are going to the phones right now, folks. I've talked a lot longer than I thought I could have talked tonight. Now we're going to let you talk. Let's go to Chicago. We have Steve in Chicago. Steve, what's going on?
How you doing, Michael?
How you doing?
Could you do me a favor? I'm trying to run down this this lead, and I'm having trouble because I don't have access to the congressional records. But could you run, as a name check, the name Abner Mikva, that former U.S. congressman from 70 to 80? I found that he was really pushing all these immigration bills in the 70s before it was vogue to do it. Also, the integration. He's a spiritual godfather of our president or foreign occupier, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, I missed Jones with Alan Watt, the MI6 control officer. You know, they got on there, and Jones is always talking about atrocity tales. And he says, Gleiwitz, well, that's where the Germans supposedly attacked this radio station, blamed it on the Poles. But, you know, getting over to Carolyn, an invention of atrocity tales, he never talks about Katyn, and I'm going to call him on that. And the other thing about him, Alan Watt, I noticed from what Carolyn said that they used this infiltration route through Canada. Now, that's a classical tactic that they use. Who's from there? Alan Watt. But the reason why I called, did you see the article in the USA Today? It says FDR pushed to get Jews to safety in the 1930s.
No, I did not see that. No.
Okay. It's a book review. James McDonald, he was the first ambassador to Israel, and it's called Refugees and Rescue. And the thing is, it says that he met personally with Hitler in 1933, and I'll bet money that all those payments that Jonesy and the rest of the New World Order types are saying, that was the ransom money, that was the bribe right there. But anyways, 3 points. They said that this guy, he wanted to, that McDonald did, wanted to raise the immigration quotas for German Jews to let him in. He wanted to settle Central and Eastern European Jews in Latin America. That's another thing he used. He said he was going to raise $150 million for Palestine so they could take in all these Jews. So, in other words, all this stuff that they were talking about, you know, they never mentioned anything like this.
Yeah, well, you know, I tell you, this whole thing with Nazism as though it's in existence today is just so fictitious and fraudulent. You know, as I pointed out, I was talking to one of my associates here the other day, and I mentioned this on the show too. This whole talk about Nazism almost takes us back to the 1940s. It sounds like the stuff that was coming out of the Jews in New York City. And out of the Soviet agents who were warning us that the Nazis were about to take over the world. I mean, you know, it's really totally irrelevant to our times, and yet it has been cemented into so much thinking of people in the Patriot movement.
Exactly.
And I think it's more than a total distraction. It's almost a poison.
Yeah,
it's
well,
a poison,
you know,
that completely distracts us from reality.
Exactly. It's a diversionary tactic. It's like, you know, spinning prayer wheels, you know, getting into circular thinking. But, you know, you get back to this Watt guy, you always notice the over-subtle sophistry that he uses, the pleonasms. In other words, he says the same thing over in different words, using, you know, deliberate vague abstractions, you know. It's like this guy's a friend of darkness and ignorance, or as the Germans would call him, a Finsterling or an obscurant.
Well, I tell you, you know, this is something we are unfortunately going to have to face, and all I can do is say that all we can do is just keep on keep on pointing out where other people are wrong and let the chips fall where they may. Incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks for your call, Steve. The gentleman that Steve was making reference to earlier is Abner Mikva, and his name is Abner Mikva, and he was a member of Congress from Chicago for some time. Abner Mikva, Mikva. Okay, we have our next caller. We have Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Oh, hi, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
Pretty good. Hey, you know what? Last night, Michael, I was at like a church supper with a lot of senior citizens.
Okay.
And the guy sitting across from me was, it turned out he was on a bomber crew during World War II, dropping bombs on Germany and everything, you know? And I was talking to him about how you know, isn't it sad how America can't win a war anymore? We never win any wars and everything, you know? And anyways, he went all the way back to World War II, and he says, well, at least we won World War II. That's the last war that we won. And just to try to get this guy to start using his noggin a little bit, you know, naturally he thought I was going to go right along with that. And I asked him, I says, how do you figure? How do you figure, you know, when he said we won World War II? And, you know, of course, he looked at me like I was from another planet. And I says, you defeated the one bulwark that we had against the communist Leviathan that plunged us into a 50-year Cold War that flared up many, many times around the globe in different locations, actually into hot wars. I said, and it's still really not necessarily even resolved yet. I says, Russia, now we still face Russia. It's kind of touch and go. Russia could very well become our enemy again, a nuclear armed. And anyways, he didn't have a thing to say, and I could tell Michael he never even gave this a thought. He's been so brainwashed.
Of course not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but But anyways, Michael, I'll be honest. Now, I don't think I ever said this on the air. You know, I never. I think you can sense it. I think the audience can sense this. But you know, I think Hitler and the German soldiers, Michael, were fighting for our way of life. They were fighting for our people. They were fighting for white kids and white women. I think the so-called allies and everything, I think they were duped. I think they were really fighting for the communists and the illegal immigrants and the blacks and the Asians and you know, I mean, in other words, as it turned out, they sure weren't fighting for us with this just Jewish takeover of our country, this communist Zionist Jewish takeover of our country and everything. And I can see them being fooled when they were 19 and 20 year old kids, Michael. But you think a guy, this guy was now like in his 80s.
Dave, I'll tell you what. In all fairness to those people who did fight, you know, as various people have said to me, including more than a few veterans of World War II was the biggest thing that ever happened to them in their lives. So to negate what they did during that time frame would be to negate the very essence of their being. You know, this is what made them. You know, this is the one thing that they have to talk about. I can understand. I mean, even my own father, who was in World War II, he believed a lot of the nonsense about World War II. But after I exposed him to some revisionist writings by some of the great revisionist historians, and I'm not even just talking about the Holocaust, I'm talking about the whole period of the war, my father came around to the realization that it was a war that he need not have fought. And in fact, he enlisted. He enlisted in the Marines. He wasn't even a draftee, and he didn't even have to enlist in Marines because he was a railroad engineer, and railroad engineers were not were considered. I forget there's a term for it, but they weren't draftable. Let's put it that way. So my father did come to realize the time he'd put in on the lines were times that he could have put toward bettering our situation here at home, so to speak. But anyway, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, I got to wrap up here for the break that's coming up. When we come back from the break, we'll try to squeeze in one more caller. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper, somehow still with you, coming to you from republicbroadcasting.org.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Back talk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We are wrapping up the hour. I appreciate your patience with me here this evening. I'm still not quite back up to par with these allergies, but I have made it through this broadcast. Anyway, let's go to Richard in Alabama. Richard, how are you this evening?
I want to recommend that you write a book review on a book written by Pamela Ray, R-A-E. It's about the Kennedy assassination.
I know that name. I know her name. What is the name of the book?
I don't know it. I wish I knew. It was on Stan Monteith's program about a week ago. It was based upon interviews with James Files in prison.
Oh, okay. Well, I just picked up a book about James Files. I didn't think she was one of the authors of it, though. I am familiar with that.
Apparently she wrote it alone.
What's that?
Apparently she wrote it alone. She says she's having trouble getting it sold. She can't get it marketed.
I tell you what, this must be yet a second book, because I'm pretty sure Pamela Ray is not associated with the book that I'm familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll have to check that book out. The story of James Files is a very interesting story, and the things that I've heard him say, I've seen some interviews with him and read some excerpts of interviews with him. If he's telling the truth, and I have no reason to doubt that he isn't, there have been some people who have questioned him. I don't see anything that he has said that I find contradictory to anything that I have written or generally believe about the Kennedy assassination. So I'll be looking forward to seeing what this Pamela Ray has written. I believe I had some contact with her some years ago. She may have contacted me when she was writing her book. So I'll have to check that out. But she spells that R-A-E?
Yeah.
Okay. I will check that out, Richard. Did you have anything else?
Well, it's Joel Skousen. You know that? Know who he is? Who he is?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he has a unique theory about why our government didn't complain about the attack on the Liberty.
What's his explanation for that?
Joel Skousen thinks that the Liberty was listening in on Israeli plans for a sneak attack on Syria and wouldn't stop and somehow offended the Israelis, and so Israel just had to attack.
He surely is not defending the Israeli attack on the Liberty.
No, he's defending American lies told after the crime to cover it up. That's what he's doing. He's saying that our government had to lie and pretend that it was a mistake.
Well, that's kind of an interesting theory. But even to pretend that it was a mistake seems to me like the way the men of the Liberty were treated. They hardly treated them like it was a mistake, and there was no mystery about the fact that the Liberty was a spy ship. So I'm not sure that explanation from Mr. Skousen necessarily rings true, because, I mean, obviously, it was an American spy ship.
Yeah.
There was no bones about that. It was an American spy ship. So, you know, like I say, sometimes, Richard, I think some of these creative explanations that people put out there are really, in a strange sense, a way to negate the blame for the Liberty and redirect blame here to the United States. It was the Liberty that was attacked by Israel and not vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'd be careful when you hear stuff like that, because it kind of can muddle the mind. Anyway, we are running out of time here. Apologies to all those callers who did join us. Thanks to you, Richard, for your call. This is Michael Collins.
With recent internet.